Northbound 280 at the Reyes Street exit, there's an injury accident working, and there could be ambulance units in the scene or en route to the scene or from the scene, so watch out. Yield to the right-of-way or give them the right-of-way. Northbound 101 north of Guadalupe, there's a stall working. Northbound 101 north of McKee in the center divider, there's a non-injury accident. Looks like northbound 101 is going to be kind of heavy this morning. I called the Bay Bridge and asked if there was anything working, and the spokesman said not yet. The way he said it, I wasn't really sure if he was talking about the wonderful world of traffic or not. I like to think that perhaps there will never again be another stall or accident or cheese spill working on the Bay Bridge, but I hope that that spokesman doesn't have to say nothing working every morning. Somehow that kind of makes me sad.
Yeah, he must be a little sad about that, too.
Yeah, Bart makes me feel glad today, though. He's on time. Fasten your KFR seatbelts. I'm Jane Dornacker.
Well, the fog's going to cool things off a bit today, especially at the coast. Mid-60s and then low 90s when you get to the suburbs.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman.
Well, that sounds like a good one to play for Little Ricky at KFRC. Sacker Tomato recovering from liver transplant. 7:21, it's Dr. Dodd at KFRC. Let's lighten up a little bit here. What's on television this fall? Oh, here's a new program called Space Rabbi. The story of a holy man who goes from planet to planet with his Vegematic.
Whoa, gee!
And I was mentioning a new TV show the other day, Wild West Midgets, an attempt to scale down violence on TV.
Oh, that's funny.
Wild West Midgets, known as the little bunch who rode the same horse. In their first episode, they give Doc Holliday's knee 24 hours to get out of town. And on the Playboy cable network, an X-rated cartoon, Snow White shows Pinocchio three new ways to make his nose grow.
Start your day with dial soap and start it right.
Want to know you're at your best?
On top at KFRC with those Bette Midler tickets. The Rose is going to give the Rose the shot for callers 7, 8, and 9. At 478 KFRC.
Every breath you take, every
I'll do. Watching you. I knew a lady like that. She used to give the slipperiest kisses in town, and I think it's because of her lipstick. Teflon. Teflon.
Oh, yeah.
Teflon. 726. Dr. Dodd at KFRC.
Right.
And over the weekend, the boss took his family to the Pussycat Theater. He thought he was going to see a Sylvester and Tweety Bird festival.
Certainly.
Oh, and here's a program reminder. Dave Sholin will be a little late today. He got his zipper caught in the blender. And we're not supposed to call him by his nickname anymore. Oh, we gave away some tickets to Bette Midler in concert on August 22nd at the Concord Pavilion. They each get Bette's No Frills album, and are in the grand prize drawing to be limoed to the concert for a backstage meeting with Bette. We'll do it again next hour. Tuxie Salazar of Foster City. Tuxie! Al Weiss of San Francisco. That's the first guy we've had out of six tries. And Ann Grew of Millbrae also is a winner this morning. And some other winners with birthdays today. Betty Bruce of San Francisco. Lori Farber of Moraga. John Denray of Colma. Lori Smith of Rohnert Park. And Naomi Martinez of Brentwood. Also, while we're at it, the class of 58 from Castro Valley has a 25-year class reunion this Friday. For information, contact S. Guy Puccio in Hayward at 538-8900 and get all the information.
If you're one of those people who put a lot of energy into everything you do, if you get a rush out of giving 100%, and you believe living is something you do every day, not just on weekends, well, right now, Gratian Health Spas all over Northern California are making an...
Well, today is VJ Day. Japan, on this date, agreed to sign an unconditional surrender in 1945.
Hmm.
45, that's 38 years ago. Wow. And on this date in 1963, thieves stole more than $7 million off a Glasgow to London mail train in Britain's Great Train Robbery, as they called it. The Smithsonian was founded on this date in 1846. Smithsonian is something you really must see. It's the only place with more junk than my attic. And the government is about to certify once again that El Salvador is improving its record in human rights. Of course, we know they don't have a very good record yet, but they're shooting for it. Something's got to be done about Nicaragua and El Salvador soon, or we'll end up with a USSR. Make that a USSBR.
Huh?
Union of Soviet Socialist Banana Republics, of course.
It's 7:30.
Oh, my.
58 degrees in the city.
Due to a work stoppage, all operators are busy now. If you remain on the line, an operator will answer as soon as possible.
Nearly 700,000 phone company workers hit the bricks over the weekend. Picket lines are up. There are no negotiations going on.
Sir, just your cheese food. You know, you'll find that some cheese food is carefully disguised as actual cheese. And it's good to keep a couple packs of that in your refrigerator in case the real cheese gets hungry for some cheese food. And all the cheeses are real anyway. When they go into your body or whatever their background, they are each real in their own way, in the way they contribute to your body's mucus layer. A couple of stalled bigwigs are contributing to the layer of traffic jam this morning in the East Bay. One in westbound 238 and another on westbound 80 north of the San Pablo Dam Road. There's also a stalled unit westbound on the Bay Bridge, east of the island in Lane 1. A couple of problems this morning on northbound 101 at Guadalupe and McKee. One at northbound 280 at McReyes off-ramp 2. Fasten your KFR seatbelts. I'm Jane Dornecker.
So you're thinking about buying a new car.
He's reportedly promised Pete Rozelle he'll never place another bet. I would hope so. He's got to be the worst gambler in history. Foggy this morning, should be clear by midday, highs in the suburbs into the low 90s. Right now in Oakland, 59, San Rafael, 60, San Jose, 62, 58 in the city. I'm Dave McQueen, 610 News.
See,
now,
see
from
this?
KFRC, San Francisco.
See, I don't know if you can see it very, very well. It's a...
Looks like a kitty cat.
A pussy cat, all spread out with all four white paws on his brown body, all sticking out. And the caption says, "See what happens when cats listen to Marvelous Mark." Honor of that, we'll do a couple of Marvelous Mark gags in a little bit.
You're 7:35, Dr. Don Rose.
Yeah. Two things are important in my life: sex and laughs. Unfortunately, I usually get them at the same time. Hey, you guys! I was at the pool, and some show-off on the high board did a half gainer somersault and a jackknife. Big deal. I did that once, right after Kay waxed the floor.
What?
Hard West is Sunday best.
At 7:38, 22 minutes before 8 o'clock, Dr. Donald D. Rose at KFRC. And as you know, the CWA workers are on strike at the phone company. And, in fact, they're listening to us across the street at the telephone company on Bush Street. So, hi, you guys. As a matter of fact, cheer up, because Ed's catering service is going to bring by a nice lunch for you.
No. No.
Maybe this will sound disgustingly like the school lunch menu. And now, wait a minute. Hold on here. Anyway, your fate is sealed. Not to mention your lips. For today, Ed's Catering Service will be featuring a sneeze sandwich, typewriter... Ooh! I just figured that out. Typewriter tape with ear of eel, salted snails, wallpaper glue sprinkled with Jimmy's and Johnny's, and a marble and fudge ice cream sundae. Now, listen, if any of you guys are still around tomorrow, there'll be gaping carp gills, nose of 22-pound woodchuck with hay fever, tips of salamander tails and onion peel sauce, paper-flavored applesauce, and ant-covered chocolates. Hey! And by Wednesday, you'll all be walking around in a crouch and eating turnip and turtle turnovers, buttered cat lips on a single salary stock, gobs of ghoulish goulash, potato-flavored banana slugs, and puppy-flavored pudding.
Now, Delta has special new summer fare.
Ski Hut's $1 million ski sale starts Thursday, August 11th, 12 noon, Oakland Coliseum. Be there!
No purchase necessary. What is necessary is a big thank you to Sandra K. Bailey, provided with Paul Boyd Penn from AMI in Santa Clara.
Night is dragging her feet. When I
little more love, a little more Olivia Newton-John.
7:45 at KFRC. Wow, that's great. I still can't remember who it was that sent me this picture of a pussycat that listens to Marvelous Mark. That's why it looks so relaxed. Although Mark and I did go to lunch last week. Mark said to the waiter, any suggestions? And the waiter says, yeah, I'll never wear that tie with that suit again and get a decent haircut. And Mark had a fight with his mailman. So he slapped a stamp on a pound of liver and stuck it in the mailbox. And that was on Saturday. The mailman didn't get there until Monday. Mark's taking a few days off to go to the Garbanzo Bean Convention. 7:46. Good morning.
People across America, from New York to L.A., go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Well, I don't know what happened to Lloyd Lindsay Young this morning, Jane.
Lloyd, what are you doing?
Yeah, because, well, see, he used to not work on Monday morning because he had TV on Sunday night, you know, and it's... Stays up late and, you know, for all hours. And
well, maybe he's watching the Smurfs. Oh, the Smurfs are on Saturday morning. On page 14 or 15 of the Chronicle this morning, they have a picture of the woman who is the voice of Smurfette. And I think that's something we all want to know about. I'd like to know who the voice of Gargamel is. Gargamel! Watch out, get out of the bushes. Gargamel's the big villain on the Smurf show.
In the bushes.
Mm-hmm. He's frequently in the bushes.
Possibly it's Paul Winchell.
Uh-huh. Yeah, did that thought come into your mind there?
Mm-hmm. It just kind of between my ears, it ended up right there, right in the middle.
Yeah. Gargamel! Okay, those problems in the South Bay have been cleared up. Traffic continues to thicken up nicely on northbound 101 and northbound 280, however. In the eastbound Highway 24 at 680, there's an accident working and a reported big rigero con switchblade. That's a jackknifed big rig westbound on Highway 80 at Hilltop. Stall westbound on the east by the east parking lot on the Bay Bridge, partially blocked. Lane 1 is working right now. There was another stall earlier westbound east of the island, also in Lane 1. That's been cleared, but traffic's heavy westbound on that Bay Bridge. BART is on time. Fasten your KFR seatbelts, please. I'm Jane Dornacker.
We are being serenaded by the fog birds. Clearing away later today, but keeping it cool in the city just to the mid-60s.
Something out.
Singer Bertha the Blues. At 7:52, it's 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. Dr. Dodd at KFRC. And just take the whole thing as a grain of... Right. looks like I've double bogeyed another program. Actually, you know, it's going to be a bad day if your gynecologist tells you you're about to make medical history. Oh, and we expected to have as our special guest today our religious consultant, Father Abraham Adu. But he couldn't make it, so without any Father Adu, have a good day.
Dr. Donner.
No.
Oh, gee.
Admission's free. The boardwalk's where you want to be. On the boardwalk, on the beach in Santa Cruz.
Get free in 83.
Hi, this is Stephen Matthew David, and when I tell you that Matthews is very serious about reducing inventory, well, tonight till 9, Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
And once in a while, we have a feature on the program called Whatever Happened To... This morning, we're wondering whatever happened to the Marine from the ravine. You know, the fellow that fell into the canyon in the High Sierras and survived 38 days with nothing to eat but ants and moss and grass. Well, you'll be happy to know, Dave, that he's in good shape now and planning to write a book about his experiences to be called The Ant, the Moss, and the Grass Cookbook.
Well, that has got to be one tough marine.
Yeah.
It's 7:55, 58 degrees in the city. 610 News brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. The Port Costa fire should be just about under control by...
Officers have been assigned to 16 of the most congested intersections here in the downtown area. The situation has gotten so bad, especially in the Powell Street area, that many cab drivers have refused to drive into the area to pick up fares.
Up fares? Was that up theirs or up fares? Actually, there are many special details about meter people if you just take the time to look for them. And Nicole, he's right, the city is going to maybe cease to function as a place for people to drive and live while they work on that cable car. We may have second thoughts about the Democratic Convention. Oh, well, I digress. Northbound 80, or eastbound 80, excuse me, north of Hilltop, we have a jackknifed big rig that's blocking things up a little bit. There was a stall westbound on the Bay Bridge in lane 1 east of the parking lot there. That should be clear, but it's a 15 or 14 minute delay through the toll plaza. Eastbound 24 at 680, there was an accident a while ago. That's been cleared, but traffic's heavy all over the East Bay. No stalls or accidents overseas on this side of the bay. BART is on time. Fasten your KFR seatbelts. I'm Jane Dornecker.
Learn how to protect yourself against assault. A 2.5-hour class being offered at Fort Mason Center Wednesday the 17th, and then again on Saturday the 20th. For more information, call 843-6204.
It's been true since days of old, just one outfit carries gold. Yes, darling, Wells Fargo's got gold for everyone.
Oh! Astros beat the Giants 2-1 yesterday, a day off for our guys before the Giants go to Atlanta to start a 3-game series against the Braves. The A's finished up their road trip, shutting out the Twins 6-0. A's went 8-3 on this road trip. They'll be home tonight to play the Seattle Mariners. Half price night at the Coliseum. Game starts at 7:30. And Hal Sutton has won the PGA Championship, held on for a 1-stroke win over Jack Nicklaus. Sutton's 10-under, 274, earns him a first place check of $100,000. Maybe I should have been a golfer instead of a radio pronouncer. The fog has returned. Will clear this afternoon. Cooler with highs only into the low 90s. Inland. Boy, it was cooking over the weekend.
You know, that isn't really all that great, because most professional golfers who play just about as good a golf make very little of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the one lucky break or the one fast charge that seems to do it.
Well, maybe I did make the right move after all.
And besides that, you know, you're much below par when it comes to radio. Wait a minute. Or is it you're much over par?
What was that again?
Well, you're about par when it comes to radio.
Right now in Oakland, 60 degrees. San Rafael, 61. San Jose, 64. 57 in the city. What's your handicap anyway?
2.
I'm Dave McQueen, 610
News. My wife and my boss.
Now from KFRC San Francisco, Dr. Don Rose.
And I tried a new restaurant over the weekend. Giuseppe's and Wang's Italian-Japanese Restaurant. What do you mean? When you leave your shoes at the door, they come back with new soles. 8 o'clock.
Dancing, because anything goes at KFRC.
Oh, no!
Look, it's not really a part of the program. Roscoe wants to do a free speech message. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, he's not going to... He'll pester me forever till I let him do it. Okay.
KFRC invites you to speak your piece.
Roscoe says, how the heck does Lauren Green know that Alpo has the flavor dogs love? He says, do the dogs tell him? Or do they fill out a questionnaire? Or does he only assume that dogs love Alpo? Just because he and Ed McMahon like it.
Right.
Speak your piece calling Community Affairs at KFR.
Cleaning lady in here?
See.
Thank you.
One day soon the best will come.
Everybody fixing, everybody fixing.
I was over at Mike Schmidt's house one time. Lee jeans are available at Merriman's. That's where they're available. Dr. Don Rose available here on the radio. And some tickets are also available. For Bette Midler, I'll be giving away in about 10 minutes if you stick with us. Hang with KFR.
Maybe someday.
Saved by zero. That's the effects.
It's 8:10 at KFRC, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll have Jane Dornacker here in just a moment. In fact, she's not even in the studio. She went across the street. Why, we'll tell you in just a moment. First of all, let's check your horoscope. Roscoe, of course, is a Leo. And if you are a Leo, today is not a good day to get undressed in front of your plants. Well, nothing worse than a hysterical gardenia. Right. Be suspicious if her parents don't object to the wedding. And there is help for those who need it. Remember, sleepwalking is caused by twin beds.
Ho, 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 ho.
8:10 with Dr. Dodd.
Do you want a fun number to call? It's a phony's number. No, it's Rich Little's phony's number, and it really is a fun number to call. Get him on the line right now. 481-1500.
Hey, listen, I don't know what I can tell you. There's nobody here right now, you know? But if you turkeys want to leave your name and your number, I mean, all I can do is pass it on to them. You know what I mean? Of course, if you don't want to, it's no big deal. Just don't ever call here again.
You heard that on 481-1500. The fun number for those of you who live outside the 415 area is 800-851-1515. Now, they've got 180 voices, so you'll never know who's going to answer the phone. Give them a call, 481-1500. They'll give you a laugh, and then they'll tell you where you can find more of Rich Little's phonies.
Oh, and speaking of telephones, if the number you have reached is not in service at this time, it might be because of the big strike that's on today, the CWA communications workers. And Jane Dornacker has taken her mobile microphone and gone across the street to do the traffic report over there. That must have been quite a traffic feat just in itself, getting across Bush Street at this hour, Jane.
Yeah, Bush Street wasn't too busy, actually. There's always that bottleneck because they're repairing the cable car system up there at Bush and High, Bush and Powell, rather. I have a couple of the people who are on strike sitting here, standing, looking very enthusiastic with their signs. What's your name?
I'm Nancy Brown. I'm with the Order of Test Board and Repeater Men Union. We're part of IBEW. We're on strike because the company wants to take away our cost of living raise.
Okay, they're all out, and the only traffic jam is them on the sidewalk, actually, and they look kind of, well, what's your name?
Carolyn Williams, and I work in operating services.
Would you rather be at work today?
I certainly would.
Okay, well, at least they're keeping the traffic on the sidewalk looking pretty good. They all look good out here. No stalls or access to report right now elsewhere, except on the Bay Bridge. There's one westbound, and they're pushing it to the island right now. It's so beautiful out here, Dr. Dunn. I think I'll just stay here.
Ah.
Fasten your KFR seatbelts. I'm live on the sidewalk with an actual mobile unit. I'm Jane Dornacker.
Thanks very much, Jane. The morning fog's cooling things down in the city. Fog's cooling things down in the city today.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to decide? Travel the world and the seven seas.
Sweet dreams. At KFRC, where it's 8:16 from the late movie, Joey Faye. Faye Ray, Ray Charles, Charles Lawton, and Frenchie the Hot Tater Tot in Captain Kidd Gets His Plank Buffed.
Hey!
Okay, I just made that up. All right! There are a lot of good movies out right now, though. One movie out about a lady welder who wants to be a dancer called Flashdance, right? And a new one coming out, a sequel, about a lady plumber called Flush Dance, right?
Yeah, yuck!
So these two old-timers are talking. One says, how's your sex life? The other guy says, well, almost every night. First guy says, almost every night? You're kidding. The other guy says, yeah, almost every night. Almost on Monday, almost on Tuesday.
That's right.
Certs and sugar-free certs for breath that's face-to-face fresh.
From the Rose, a Rose. Bette Midler, concert tickets for callers 8, 9, and 10. Right here, 478-KFRC.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, babe.
R.E.O. Meat Wagon. At 8:21, Dr. Dodd at KFRC. That was for little Ricky this morning. We were talking about little Ricky this morning. We heard from his dad, and they found a liver donor team of surgeons flew all the way up to Oregon, procured the liver, flew back down to Sacre Tomato. Little Ricky was there. 14-hour operation. And now, the rest is up to the good Lord. But you might tell him how you feel about it. Say a little prayer for him. In fact, his dad called, and that's the only thing he was asking for today. Some prayers for little Ricky. By tomorrow, we'll know for sure whether he's out of danger or not. So stick with us. It's 821 at KFRC. I'll tell you what's really crazy these days. Soft drink war. First, you know, there were those 7-Up commercials saying it contained no caffeine. Now they say it contains no artificial flavor. What next? 7-Up containing no up? I mean, I like caffeine myself. I always put a teaspoon of Folgers crystals in my 7-Up. Actually, 7-Up could become the number one snob drink overnight simply by claiming it contained no polyester.
Hi, friends. This is Stephen Matthew David. Each night when I go home to report to the boss about what's happening out here at Matthews in Daly City, top of the hill, Daly City.
I don't get it. How can anybody in Carter's campaign be so careless as to let the president's briefing notes fall into Republican hands? Newest story is that it all happened the night of the big party when they drank up all the leftover Billy beer.
You mentioned Little Ricky Tellez a minute ago.
Yeah.
We should note that the band members from Sunset High in Hayward are going to be having a car wash next Saturday, and they're going to give the proceeds from that to Little Ricky. That'll be at Santa Clara and Jackson at the Exxon station, is that right?
Yeah, Exxon station, Santa Clara and Jackson and Hayward. And the band was going to use the money for some other purpose, and then they heard about Ricky. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, so that would be the place to have your car washed on Saturday.
Yes, indeed, this coming Saturday. It's 8:24. It's 58 degrees in the city. Looks like the strike against the phone company may go on for quite a while. That means Pacific Telephone had to come up with a new name. I had some names for them to consider, but they didn't like them much.
I bet they knew where to put them, though, honey. Reach out and shove someone. Well, Dave, I have no stalls or accidents to report right now. Very heavy traffic westbound on the Bray Bridge. There were a couple of stalls there earlier, but they've been shoved to the island. Also, that big rig on westbound Highway 80 has been cleared. No stalls or accidents over on this side of the bay either. I'm checking the South Bay for you. I'm Jane Dornacker.
Interest rates are going up. The stock market is going down. The prime rate has gone up. Several big banks raised their prime 0.5% to 11% today. Billy Martin's latest suspension is supposed to start tomorrow, but he says he's pretty sure he'll appeal it. Martin suspended this time for calling umpire Dale Ford a liar. Gray this morning. Sun should be out later on. Temperatures in the low 90s in the suburbs. Right now in Oakland, 60. San Rafael, 60. San Jose, 64. 58 in the city. I'm Dave McQueen, 610 News. Now, from KFRC San Francisco, you're 8:30. Dr. Don Rose.
Poor Mark McKay was hit by an egg over the weekend. He tried to tell me a chicken backfired. And there's a group out to make a religious cult out of getting lucky on their lunch break called the Noonies.
Stereo 610. KFRC.
I said to myself, I said, self, what would be the strangest thing I could do after him to me? I said, how about George Benson? And lady loved me. Listen, George, if you think that'll work, there'd be about 10,000 of us down right there, straight there on Montgomery Street and Kearney. We'll be standing there screaming, love me, lady, love me! We thought it would work, but it doesn't. It's KFRC.
If you're asking me to say, living life without you, girl, he's all right.
Screaming, lady, love me, lady, love me! So far, he's got Bob the Bum and two bag ladies interested. It's Jackson at 8:37.
So you want hair that's full and free? Get a body with
new agreement. Oh, never mind. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Ends September 15th, 1983.
The hot names, the hot games, the hot deals. Yes, yeah,
a $200 portable cassette player absolutely free if your cash card number is 101-445. Check your cash card quickly. 101-445. That's your card. You have 1 hour to get a hold of me at 478-KFRC. Now, if that's not your card, you hold on because we'll be giving you another number and your chance to win at any minute at KFRC. You get to the Bay Bridge in the morning, you're looking for a restroom. Well, you get the rest with Dr. Don Rose in the Sturgeon from the Bay Bridge tomorrow, 6 to 9 and Wednesday 2 from KFRC.
Being out across the night time.
Are you 16? Remember when you were 16? Remember how you really wanted to impress your friends and what you would have given to have been a rock and roll singer? Stacey Ladisaw has an album called 16 'Cause She Is. Off of that, Miracles at KFRC.
You are my best idea. I found a miracle.
Saved by Zero, Mark McKay's IQ score. Get him in afternoon 3 to 6. Used to be a tag team, Mark McKay and Alfred E. Newman. Same kind of zero saving to me, one way or the other. I appreciate it. It's KFRC.
Maybe someday.
Letters. We get letters. People write and ask me, they say, why do I go to the drive-ins instead of downtown to see a movie? Why is it I look for dark, secluded places on country roads? Love is in control at KFRC.
Hung around with big shots. Never knew love was in the sight.
With Jack Armstrong, the part that's out of control. It's 856 here.
Uh-huh. Cool Richards Discount Video and Sound Centers roll back prices and credit policies during their 50s and 60s rock and roll video sound celebration.
It's a Miller time, yours and mine.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
KFRC.
Double L says fog tonight and the same thing tomorrow morning. Temperatures down from that. Mid-60s to upper 80s for highs. Italy tomorrow. Oklahoma 64, Tiburon 70. Fremont 68, the state capital 80. 61 Midtown at KFRC.
She's a very kinky girl.
KFRC. San Francisco. Cisco with the best music. 9 o'clock, and I'm Jackson Armstrong.
Oh, my little pretty one.
That inanimate object there that looks strange with those little buttons on it. That's your telephone. You can make it work for you. San Jose, it's 298-2882 to get through to me at KFRC.
How long you gonna carry on this one-on-one charade?
KFRC with Jackson and Shalimar at 909.
Everybody fits in.
This week, your KFRC cash card can make you the proud owner of a $200 Olympus portable cassette deck. Every day after 9 in the morning, 610 announces cash card identification numbers to win the prize. The only way to win is with a KFRC cash card. If you don't have one yet, listen for free pickup locations soon on
KFRC.
Thank you. Rose gives away the rose. Yes, Dr. Don knows Rose gets you in to see the rose. Bette Midler, you win tickets all this week with the doctor who will still make a house call and even a car call and a moose call occasionally. KFRC. Card, you can't win that $200 portable cassette player I'm going to give away in a second. If you want one, you get it for free at Tower Records and Mark Morris Tire locations. Ask for them, they're free. At From KFRC.
KFRC, I don't want you to fall in love with any other disc jockey. That's why I want to play your favorite song if you call through. From Sunnyvale, Mountain View, San Jose, 298-2882 does the job, and it's 452.
Delta is ready when you are.
When the last three new dinners in the box from Jack in the Box, packed to go. There's no comparison.
It's 4:54. Good afternoon. I'm Vicki Leviakis. The phone strike is heating up, and 610's Joel Kamischer is right in the thick of the picket.
6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
If you need information on how to get your public service announcements on KFRC, call 398-8995. And if you've heard a public service announcement, didn't quite catch it all, then dial 959-PSA. 610 Sports, the Giants are up against Atlanta on Georgia turf tonight while the A's play Seattle at the Coliseum. Game time set for 7:30. And the country boy investigates the Big Apple. What's wrong, Lloyd? You don't like our West Coast weather? Sultry and sticky enough for you?
No, it's not. I've got to go back to the Big Apple. I'm going to go back there Monday. I may call Dr. Don from back there. You never know. I just want to see what those poor folks are going through. 95 degrees in New York City. Humidity horrendous.
As hot as Leon's barbecue sauce, huh?
Ooh, that's still reacting.
It was good having lunch with you today, buddy.
Hey, well, thank you. I usually eat with the Duke, though. But it was nice having lunch with you, Mark. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Our Bay Area weather is going to be a little bit cooler tomorrow. I see highs downtown of only about 65. The high in Concord will be when Barbara gets dressed. No, the high in Concord tomorrow will be 78. Oakland will probe a 75. And let's check a few current conditions around the bay now. Oh, and incidentally, traffic stopped in Bakersfield. It's raining there, and they're dancing in the street. Current conditions around the bay. It is 75 in San Jose. I'll hurry. Oakland is reporting 70, and downtown ahead of another scintillating hour with Marvelous Mark, and I'll be back at 4:55. 5:55. I'll be back at it's
better 60, look that up.
64 degrees. Let me out of here.
At 5 o'clock, I'm Vicki Leviakis for KFRC San Francisco.
Police. Oh, no, I knew I shouldn't have listened to Dr. Don and put that picture of Mr. T on the counterfeit T-bill savings certificates. It was a long way to go for that joke, wasn't it? All right, here comes the police on KFRC. Never mind.
Every breath you take.
Continues with a giant Hawaiian punch out. If I were Frank Robinson, I think I'd be drinking something a little stronger than Hawaiian punch these days. You can be off to Waikiki for a week win coming up in the next 30 minutes. What time's it now? 5:07. And I am Mark McKay. Hello!
This bus for you. Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
KFRC, where your 610 cash card pays off all around the bay. Stop by Poor Richard's Discount Video and Sound Center, buy a cassette deck for your house or car, show your KFRC cash card, and get a free Maxell audio cassette cleaning kit, plus a Maxell Frisbee. Listen to 610 for more special offers available exclusively for owners of KFRC cash cards. And your cash card is free. You'll hear where to get one soon on
KFRC.
Me crazy? Well, yeah, I'm crazy. I always think that creatively insane sounds so much more civilized. 5:13, you are heading home with Marvelous Mark McKay, and I'm glad you are.
Maybe you're not a regular runner.
KFRC with double roses. Dr. Don Rose, 6 to 9 in the morning. And The Rose, Bette Midler, August 22nd at the Concord Pavilion. All this week, Dr. Don gives away Bette Midler concert tickets. And here comes your grand prize. A sleek limousine to take you to the concert for a backstage meeting with Bette Midler. Arranged by
KFRC.
More bad boys all the time. I swear, crime has gotten so bad in this country that the Statue of Liberty now has both arms in the air. Have you noticed that? It's true. KFRC. KFRC.
Cash card.
Yes, in less than 20 minutes, another chance for you to pay off with your KFRC cash card. This time, it's worth a $200 cassette deck. If you don't have a 610 cash card, they're free for the asking at Tower Records and Bedroom Showrooms down north, around Northern California. Now, 522.
Great days start with beautiful sunshine.
Compare Arco prices and put the extra money in your pocket.
It's 524. Good afternoon. I'm Vicki Liliakis, and we've got our usual afternoon traffic trouble. Southbound 101, smooth sailing, that is, until Stanford.
At Mervyn's today.
At Mervyn's today.
610 Sports, action in the Coliseum tonight when the A's go up against Seattle. Game time set for 7:30, and the Giants are already in gear against Atlanta, that is, in Atlanta. Bay Area weather winding down, cool nights, breezier days with highs to 65 or so seaside tomorrow. Right now in Santa Rosa, 87. In the city, it's 65 degrees. I'm Vicki Liliakis for KFRC.
KFRC can send you to Hawaii for some serious sunbathing, something you're not likely to do in Candlestick Park. But tell me how many home runs the Giants will hit in the month of August, and you could be off to Waikiki. Let's take caller 8 this time. 478-KFRC. Later this month at Candlestick Park. And Jovita guesses that the Giants will hit 22 home runs during the month of August. If she's right, she could win a week in Waikiki for two, plus a Hawaiian vacation for her favorite Giant, who she said was Joe Clark. I think she means Jack Clark. Close enough, Jovita. The KFRC Giant Hawaiian Punch-Out continues at any moment here on 610. We'll tell you when to call. Now 535 and Mark McKay.
This is the frosty mug sensation of A&W Root Beer.
Three new dinners in the box from Jack in the Box. Pack to go. There's no comparison.
Cash card.
All right, here we go with another KFRC cash card identification number. Could win you a $200 Olympus cassette deck right now, instantly. It's cash card number 127212. If your cash card number is 127212, you just want a $200 cassette deck if you get through in the next 60 minutes at 478-KFRC. Why, heck, that's almost an hour. If it's not your cash card, keep it here. Another chance to win minutes away at KFRC. KFRC in that little red Corvette with a 610 bumper sticker on the back. And that reminds me of a radio station I worked for one time where they were so cheap they didn't buy bumper stickers, but if you drive by the radio station, the general manager would put their call letters on your bumper with a crayon.
I guess I should know.
KFRC at 6 o'clock, the Jack Armstrong Show will be in stereo. That means by 10 o'clock, you'll have a headache on both sides of your head.
Sweet dreams are made of these, looking for something.
KFRC's Dr. Don Rowe is going to be playing in traffic again tomorrow morning. Toll Plaza of the Bay Bridge, starting at 6 o'clock from 610.
Jack in the City, night is the wire.
KFRC's Jack Armstrong wolfing down a garlic sandwich in the back room now. He's ready to just tear up and burn up the inside of your radio. At 6 o'clock, 5:51 now.
Introducing the one-calorie, caffeine-free cola you're going to drink just for the taste of it.
Diet Coke, yeah, Diet Coke.
Winchells, this time you've gone too far.
It's 5:53. Good afternoon. I'm Vicki Liliakis. At one time, Vita Blue was a superstar for Oakland and San Francisco.
A KFRC editorial. Speaking, Pat Norman, general manager.
If a bank has ever put a hold on a check that you've deposited...
The preceding, a 610 editorial. Responsible opposing views will be considered.
Join Friends of the River for a one-day benefit raft trip on the South Fork of the American River. The date is set for August 18th. For more information, call them at 771-0400. Lloyd, up next.
Open Monday and Thursday nights till 8 and Saturday till 5.
Six-Dan Sports. A's are in action against Seattle tonight. Game time set for 7:30 at the Coliseum. And if you're listening to this, you probably don't need to know about the Giants, but you may want to know about the weather. Then again, Lloyd, do we have a choice?
Yeah, Vicky, you have a choice. What you can do is you can either take about 8 blankets to the Coliseum tonight or a couple of chubby gals, as I always like to say. I'm taking about 6 chubby gals myself. Temperatures will be probably around 60 degrees at game time out there. It ought to be not that bad a night, really. It's going down into the mid-50s in the coolest suburbs tonight. Hey, it was cooler today. Oh, it was nice. It was only 84 in Concord. Felt like a cold wave compared to how it's been. Sacramento hit 88 today. Tomorrow, further cooling inland. Ah, nice. Only about 80 in downtown Concord tomorrow. San Francisco will be 65. Hey, tell you what, thunder showers in the Bakersfield area today.
Who
and up
cares?
In the
cares?
All right. Let me.
Hey, enjoyed having lunch with you today, Lloyd. I didn't mind you licking your fingers with the Leon's barbecue sauce,
know,
but you weren't supposed to lick mine.
No. Oh.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Vicki Leviagas for KFRC San Francisco.
Goodbye, Lloyd. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, I don't want to say that Jack Armstrong is a playboy or anything. I hear he's made more pickups than 4. I've been turned down more times than a boarding house sheet, I can tell you that. I noticed you told everybody that I came in here with my pants on backwards today. I'm glad you didn't tell them the truth, that they weren't my pants. I feel